producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. This is the show that asks you the question, what's on your mind? One of the things that's on my mind is, you know, Scott taking the the ice bucket challenge yesterday. And on my show later on in the show, 2 to 5 show yesterday, Scott comes in, he's drenched, he's lips are blue, he's shivering, he sits there and he challenges me. So, today, I will be taking the ice bucket challenge. That's one thing that's on my mind. It's cold out, man. I'm a Louisiana boy, so, you know, that. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the challenge, and I'm going to donate, so there you go. Couple of other things that's on my mind is, one is, did you hear that the king is moving north of the border, that is, out of the U.S. of A. How do you feel about that? I gotta be honest with you, Tim Hortons, that whole brand, I haven't heard a whole lot about it, but it is an $8 billion company. They're merging with Burger King. Warren Buffett is assisting. Now, all of the stories that I've heard this morning, and I probably should backtrack a little bit. I'm Leon Francis. I am the host of the Common Sense Club from 2 to 5, and the first hour of What's On Your Mind, where we ask you the question, what's on your mind? So, that's what I want to know this morning. That's what Scott wants to know later on. That's what the folks over there at K-Fire want to know after 8 o'clock, well, after 9 o'clock anyway. They want to know what's on your mind. There's tons of stories out there, one of which is the Burger King story. You got a Burger King moving north, Tim Hortons, they're going to merge. Warren Buffett is assisting. Now, a couple of things that have me scratching my head is, I remember Warren Buffett being one of the pay your fair share guys. He was all over TV talking about, you know, the one percenters, the rich that have these tax shelters all over the place, and they're not paying their fair share, even though they pay the lion's share of our taxes. Folks like Warren Buffett don't believe that, you know, the rich in this country pay their fair share, even though we have the highest corporate tax rate pretty much anywhere you want to go. So he's assisting with this merger. Burger King, Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is a coffee company. It is worth over $8 billion with a B dollars. But every story that I've read, it leads off with the fact that Burger King is moving north, and it's doing so largely, primarily, to seek some tax relief from the U.S. Want to know how you feel about that? Is there a little bit of hypocrisy with Warren Buffett? Just a little bit. In my opinion, it absolutely is. I think I may ask the Golden Girls their opinion on that topic, because to me it's a little bit of hypocrisy. I don't care either way. I think it's you're merging your company. If it's profitable for you, knock yourself out. I'm one of those guys that say, you know, if you keep picking my pockets, I'm gonna leave. I mean, I'm not gonna allow you to just pick my pockets, and I know that you're gonna pick my pockets. Why would I stick around? Type of guy. I don't have any problem with folks that try to move their assets or their company or their holdings or anything like that out of the greedy hands of the out of the reach of the greedy hands of the Leviathan. I have no problem with it. But folks like Warren Buffett are on record saying that, you know, the rich don't pay their fair share, yet he's assisting Burger King to get out of the country to save themselves some tax dollars. Want to know how you feel about that? Think I'm going to bring that question up to the Golden Girls, and it is an open phone question today throughout the show. So tell me, tell us, tell what's on your mind, how you feel about that. Burger King's moving north. The king is moving into queen country. Canada is still under the purview of the queen, right? Yeah. So now they got a king. Burger King. There you go. Another thing that's on my mind is the fact that this new Gallup poll says North Dakota is legendary. I mean, it has always been a legendary to me for many, many, many reasons. North Dakota, in my opinion, is legendary. When I moved up from Louisiana, it was because the economy in Louisiana was just atrocious. You couldn't find a job. Starting a business there was laughable. Even the colleges there were just, they were horrible. Your environment is not very good. And you come to North Dakota, you don't like your job, fine, quit. An hour later, you got another one. So, and I think that that is very, very good thing, because that means you're not locked in, that you're not underemployed. You're not locked into something that you can't get out of because there are no other jobs. And that's going on the country, so that is a plus. The whole North Dakota nice thing, I love that. So to me, North Dakota has always been legendary. And now says, well, it agrees with me. It says that North Dakota is legendary among the states. The oil boom is probably the first phrase that comes to mind when one thinks about North Dakota, yet North Dakotans see their states as much more than oil. Why do you think North Dakota is so legendary? Have you seen the story, the Gallup poll? I don't want their take on it. I want yours. And that's another what's on your mind open phone question. So, if you have some input, some insight on those two questions, or whatever's on your mind, whatever floats your boat, trips your trailer, cheeses your grits, or any other group of phrasings that you want to attach to your sentiment, we want to know what's on your mind. As always, we're going to have the Golden Girls at 8:20. To discuss the news of the day on the left and the right. I want to ask them a couple of questions. What do you think about France? You know, government's dissolving, socialistic policies obviously failing, criticisms flying, and, you know, they're just like, you know what, we're pretty much done. I said that a couple of years ago. But there you go. Might ask the girls about that. And then, obviously, the king moving north, I want to get their opinion on that. At 8:30, we have Lindsay Shonak, Director of Business Partnerships and Continuing Education at the University of Mary. We're going to be discussing trends in workforce development and addressing employer retention needs through education. So, The way the 8 o'clock hour sets up, and I'm going to be throwing out news stories left and right. I want to know what's on your mind. If you hear something that trips your trailer, floats your boats, or cheeses your grits, pick up the phone, 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air, and you can tell me what's on your mind. You hear me bloviating all the time. You know what's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. So there you go. We also have open phones in the 9 o'clock hour. At the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Scott will be in. And so you can banter back and forth with him over your cup of Tim Hortons coffee and Burger King, maybe. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. Scott Peterson, Deputy Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, will take your calls on the number of deer licenses issued for the upcoming season. Have you received your deer license? Have you? Or if not, or if you're having some problems, now would be the time to call at 9:30. 9:30 would be the time to call. So there you go. Scott Peterson will be in the 9:30 hour. 10 o'clock, open phones. We'll talk about whatever is on your mind. We'll be right back with the Golden Girls discussing news of the day from the left and the right. We'll be right back right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in a 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back in the legendary state of North Dakota asking you what's on your mind today to help me suss out, you know, a couple of issues that are on my mind is Ellen Ratner. Glad to have you back. And Blankita Cullough.
Thank you. Hi there.
Man, it's been a month of Sundays since I've heard from you, Ellen.
Well, I was in Poland, then I was in South Sudan, then I was, now I'm up with a crazy place that you won't appreciate, but that's okay. I'm up
that
with
I won't appreciate.
Cool, Alan. It's very, very cool. You need to tell them where you are. So I'm in Lilydale, New York. It's the oldest spiritualist community in the United States, and the basic premise is that you can talk to dead people.
Oh, wow. I do that all the time.
And Susan B. Anthony spoke here. Yeah.
And see, here I was thinking that talking to dead people meant you were touched in the head a little bit. I'm glad to know there's a whole town that is wrapped around that concept.
It's been going on since the 1800s.
Sounds like a fascinating
I'm a life member here.
I got a couple
of... I don't know which dead person she talked to. I'm sorry.
What's that, Blankita?
I said I'd like to know which dead person she talked to since she's been gone. But that's
well, you know something interesting? I will tell you interesting. Last night they have this thing called the Mediums League, and you just buy a ticket, and some medium sits down in your circle. Well, it turns out the medium that sat down in my circle is a guy I've known for 20-some years. He's a physician. And I actually knew him from before Lilydale. So he's sitting there, and there is former Congressman Bob May, who, as you know, is a radio person for us, and he's visiting with us here today. I connived him into going. And then there's a guy from Wheeling, West Virginia. And all of a sudden, the medium says, I'm hearing from Charlie, and I don't know which of the three of you to go to. And he starts to describe former Congressman Charlie Wilson, who died very shortly after he lost the last election. Well, it turns out, I didn't know the other guy, but Charlie Wilson was a friend of his as well.
Wow.
And,
oh, wow.
So here was our friend Charlie Wilson, former congressman, saying hello.
That is unreal. A couple of things that
I've actually
written
a book about this, by the way. And actually, what I'm really doing is up here teaching. I wrote a book called Self-Empowerment, Nine Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st. And actually, your friend, Dick Morris, gave me the subtitle of the book. So a lot of people are into all kinds of weird things they just don't talk about.
Right, right. I understand that. And I am myself, you know, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from New Orleans. So there's a lot of spiritual quirks down there. I'll say that.
Are you from again?
New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans.
Oh, of course. Actually, yeah. There's a very, very famous, and this was during the Civil War, black spiritualist who used to read for white people.
Yep.
Madame Leveau, right, Ellen?
Yes.
No, she was there, too, but this is another one, and I can't remember her name. And she used to read for white people all the time.
Did you know that with us on the show, sometimes, even though you need to talk about something, it's kind of lose your breath, lose your turn.
What was that, Blankita?
I said when you're trying to get in between a conversation with Ellen and me, sometimes it's lose your breath, lose your turn.
Yep.
Exactly.
I'm finding that out. I wanted to ask you gals about the Burger King Tim Horton merger. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Warren Buffett taking lead on this and assisting them?
Warren Buffett knows where the money is and where the bodies are buried, so more power to him. What do you think, Blankita?
I kind of agree with that. I mean, at some point, we put such a bad rap on people, make it like a crime for them to make money. And, you know, here the jobs are being given out. A lot of people complain about the kinds of jobs that are available to Burger King, but here we have so much unemployment. We chastise the people that make us money. And one of them is the industry right out there in North Dakota.
One thing that I've been hearing all morning is the fact that they're with Burger King and Tim Hortons kind of merging, it gives Burger King carte blanche to move out of the country and then avoid some of the high taxes, corporate taxes.
That's what I'm saying. They're thinking about going to Canada. I actually like the prime minister there. But, you know, maybe they'll have a little better opportunity to save some of the money they're making. I don't know. I'm not so opposed to what they're doing, honestly.
Okay. That was just a reoccurring theme in all of the stories that I heard this morning.
Well, we got to make it a better environment for people that are in business. And, you know, 80% of business is small business. And no matter, it's like no good deed shall go unpunished. If you make money and you actually hire people, the taxes become so overbearing that it's almost, it's almost counterproductive to become successful.
And what do you think about Warren Buffett? He was one of those guys that said, you know, pay your fair share, that sort of thing. I remember here not too long ago that he was all over the media saying that. Yet you have him with his tax woes. He was fighting the government on taxes that he owed, and now he helps this merger out. Is there a little bit of hypocrisy there, do you think, or no?
Well, you know, I mean, look. Nobody perfect, and everybody who's really rich has a little problem behind them. Let's just face it. Do you agree with that, Frankita?
Well, you know, I honestly am beginning to think that there's one thing of paying your fair share, and there's one thing of having to pay more than your fair share, and there's one thing of keeping people from really creating successful enterprises that will actually provide jobs in the United States of America when our employment is down, doobie-doo down, down, comma, comma, down.
Do you guys think that this is going to ignite the debate about tax inversions? Obama wants to get rid of them anyway. Should they go away,
you know,
Ellen?
I'm not understanding what you're saying about taxes.
Tax inversions were the U.S. companies, they merge with companies from outside of the U.S.
Oh, so that they don't have to pay U.S. taxes so that they can go. I think that's disgusting, frankly. And I know a lot of Republicans are saying, well, if the tax law wasn't so bad, then this wouldn't be happening. No, the fact is people are going to go which cheaper. And there ought to be penalties for taking a U.S.-grown and made business overseas.
Well, I disagree with that. And also, I'd like to have, as soon as I can get the emails from Lois Lerner and have them have to be more accountable, then I will feel better about what the IRS is asking. You know, it's after you tell me what's wrong with you, then you can tell me what's wrong with me. Let's get the IRS fixed first and see that they're honest before they start going after a business.
And see, I agree with that. And I also, with me, if you keep picking my pockets, I'm going to take a different route. You know, I'm not going to allow you to keep, you know, putting your hand in my pocket when I can avoid it. And that's the way I approach the whole thing. Thank you for your opinions,
you.
Ladies. Have a wonderful, awesome day. Tell Madam Laveau I said hello. We'll be right back with Lindsay Shonak right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Is what they call a funky, funky groove right there. This is What's On Your Mind. I am your host for the first hour, anyway, Leon Francis. And my next guest is Lindsay Shonak. And we're going to talk a little bit about the University of Mary. She is the Director of Business Partnerships and Continuing Education. So we're going to talk a little bit about workforce in, here in North Dakota. So I want to welcome you to the show, Lindsay.
Thanks, Leon. Good to be here.
Good to talk to you guys. Every time I speak to someone from the University of Mary, I'm always impressed, and I'm sure that this interview will be no different. So a couple of questions that I have for you is, you know, what's going on in the workforce of North Dakota?
So, Leon, you know, as you know, North Dakota is all over the media these days. With low unemployment, in fact, the lowest in the nation. Our population is highest in recorded history. What we're seeing is different parts of the state are seeing booms in different sectors. So, you know, Tioga has the opportunities in the oil industry. Fargo is really seeing an increased need for specific skills in the IT sector. And, of course, Grand Forks is just a number of different industries as well. But what we're really seeing in these areas is a gap in the jobs that there are and the education and experience that are typically needed to do these jobs. I did have a chance to conduct some research earlier this year, and I visited with some employers across the state, about 108 of them. I gathered some data asking them really what their workplace learning needs were. I was really trying to gauge a climate, if you will, of professional development in the workplace. And what I learned was that all but one of the 108 employers surveyed indicated that they plan to spend as much or more in 2014 than 2013 on learning in the workplace. So this information really supports what we're seeing happening across the state.
Okay. And you're saying when you say Fargo needs more IT folks in the field, are North Dakotans not getting those degrees and folks from outside of North Dakota are coming in and snatching up those jobs? Or is there a shortage in the job market as it pertains to, you know, folks are looking for these jobs?
Yeah, you know, Leon, it's both. What I'm hearing from some of the IT folks in the specific industries are that they're having to go out of state to recruit and really sell Fargo, to come move to Fargo, because this is a great community, but and here's a great job that you've got the skill set for. So, and I've talked to a number of them who have said, you know, help us build a course, help us train or work with the local workforce to maybe retool and reskill right, so that they can fill local with local talent.
And so what does the University of Mary offer by way of product for this obviously growing need here, not just in Fargo, but across the state?
Yeah, so, you know, we're doing what we've always done, and that's providing quality, affordable, values-based education at both the master's and the bachelor's levels. We've got our campuses in Bismarck or around the nation. We specifically have programs online in Fargo, Grand Forks Air Force Base, and we're opening up in Watford City later this fall as well, which we're pretty excited about. However, one of the areas that we're intentionally focusing on growth are the specific needs that employers have in developing their leaders, but also cultivating those specific skills where there might be a gap. So, for example, this year, the University of Mary began offering coursework in the IT industry to help bridge the local workforce gap in a Microsoft Dynamics product. So, Microsoft will tell you that in the next few years, there's a need for over 12,000 individuals specific to their AX line that are needed to help support their growth and their sales. So we took it upon ourselves to begin offering coursework to help meet these needs. What was pretty exciting about that course is we had individuals from as far away as Brazil and Hungary in the courses, as well as North Dakota and Minnesota.
And I know Microsoft has been reaching out, you know, across the country to try to get data managers, and I know that they need tons of those folks. As a matter of fact, I am in the IT field. I got to tell you, maybe once a week I get a headhunter calling me. I get get someone, right, you know, sending me an email. Hey, sometimes as much as $50 an hour, and I'm like, wow. So yeah, they are really reaching out. So there is absolutely a gap there, a workforce gap there, and it sounds to me like the University of Mary is doing its level best to fill that gap. So you guys got some work to do. You got to roll your sleeves up a little bit. It's going to take a while. The things that Microsoft needs, I think it takes at least a year just to be proficient enough in it to, you know, to manage databases and that sort of thing. And I forget, there's a program I get the most calls on, and I can't think of it right now, but absolutely.
Okay.
What other business partnerships do you partnerships/scholarships are you guys working with?
So you bring up a really good point. So, Leon, I hope your employer's taking good care of you so that you don't take them up on one of these offers.
Self-employed, so, you know, I have my own small business. But I will definitely turn out as many IT guys as I possibly can, you know, and maybe I can, maybe that could be a profitable endeavor for me. The University of Leon. There you go.
Funny. one of the things that employers are doing to hold on to their employees is they really want to help recruit and retain the best of the best. So one of the things that we've done here at the University of Mary is we've offered scholarships to employees of local partner organizations to return to school. So we have a number of partners across the state of North Dakota who are saying, we want to keep our employees, we want to recruit and have the best means possible to reach that group. So they're employed. They're going back to school in the evenings or online, and they're getting a scholarship along the way to support that.
Okay.
One of the things, yeah, so some of the employers in Fargo that I've talked to, one of their only effective recruiting tools has been to market to their competitors' employees to attract a workforce.
The headhunters, yeah.
Yeah, they know it's not sustainable, so they've been working with schools like the University of Mary to help grow the workforce pool so that their graduates can gain skills and be competitive entering the market for employability. And these are really good paying jobs as well.
Yeah.
They really are.
Another question that I have for you, with the partnership with Microsoft, I see that as being a very profitable endeavor. Their SharePoint program, their SharePoint intranet development and support, that sort of thing. Does the University of Mary have a program to address that, or are you guys looking into that? Or maybe I just gave you an idea and I can collect royalties on that.
Awesome. You know, we sat down with Microsoft just probably about 3 weeks ago, and their next big gap, you know, we're helping them address the gap in the AX workforce. They've really indicated that there's going to be a huge shortage for professionals that have the CRM designation.
Okay.
You know, for the Dynamics product CRM. So I anticipate we're going to be heading down that path to help bridge that gap as well.
So no royalties for Leon.
Hey, it's time.
I'm 3 weeks. Good deal. So a couple of other things I want to ask about. Other areas for specific coursework that you guys offer.
You know, we've had a long-standing relationship with the Society for Human Resource Management, and we've been offering some certification preparation for individuals looking to advance their HR careers. And we've got a few of those different courses starting late September and early October. Another new program in 2013, we also became a registered education provider with the Project Management Institute, and PMI is the national organization that oversees the body of knowledge for project managers. And that is a huge, huge skill set that's on demand in the state of North Dakota with our new sectors and supporting the workforce. So we're offering a new course this fall for folks that want to earn that project management professional certification. So we're pretty excited.
How long
excited
a course is that?
It's a 10-week course, and it's one night a week for about 4 hours each night. So easily done.
Oh, definitely doable.
Yes,
right.
It is.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. We're also offering a fun course. You know, this course is, we all know that fear of public speaking is greater than the fear of death.
Yeah, and I have that.
Case.
I need help with that. So I need to overcome my fear of public speaking. Can you help me with that?
Yes, I can. We have a great opportunity for you, Leon. Tasha Rolfe out of Fargo is teaching the course. She's teaching, coaching folks how to come into a safe environment, practice writing a message, and then getting in front of a group. And that's going to start at the end of September as well. So maybe one day you can join us. It's only a 3-week course. We're just kind of doing a entry level, and then I anticipate with growth, we'll kind of add to that course.
Oh, good deal. So when I'm done with that course, I'll be able to, you know, maybe get a radio gig somewhere or a TV gig or something like.
I wouldn't hold your breath, but let's go. Yeah, good. Aim high.
Anyway, anything else coming out of the University of Mary that you want to make the folks aware of? This is exciting. I love what you guys are doing over there.
Oh, thank you. We have a history of great entrepreneurial spirit in the community that supports these types of endeavors. So it is exciting time to be in North Dakota and exciting time to be at the University of Mary. We do have a pretty big gap in the state in the emergency medical services community right now. especially out in the western reaches of the state.
Lindsay, can you hang on, give me a couple of minutes on the other side of the break? I want the folks to understand the University of Mary and anything that they need, I want you to be able to tell them about it. So can you give me a couple more minutes on the other side?
I sure can.
Good deal. We'll be right back with Lindsay Shonak.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back We are back. This is the show that asks you the question, what's on your mind? Remember, stay tuned. Scott Peterson, the Deputy Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, will take your calls with Scott Hannon in the very next hour. We also have Pete Hannibut of the North Dakota Farm Bureau and John Godfrey of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. They're going to be on the show to talk about North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservatism Coalition. And you want to stay tuned for that. That's at 10:30. And then we have Karen Olson of Shields. They're going to be previewing their Bison Block Party ahead of the Iowa State game this week. Stay tuned for that. We already have a ton of text messages for Scott to ask Scott Peterson. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. My guest that we're speaking with now is Lindsay Shonak, Director of Business Partnerships and Continuing Education over there at the University of Mary. She's already explained to us about the gap between the workforce and the folks that are needed to fill these positions. I've already given her a couple of pointers, and we're going to talk off air about some royalties, but that's a whole nother discussion. We're talking about, I'm kidding, Lindsay. But we're also talking about courses that they're offering over there at the University of Mary, one of which, Overcome Your Fear of Public Speaking. I think that's awesome. I think that's great. What else can the folks out there expect, you know, when they come to a University of Mary campus? And you can also tell us about University of Mary campuses that are coming to an area near you.
Yeah, so we do have our phenomenal quality, affordable, values-based education at our main campus, of course, in Bismarck. We specifically have programs in Fargo, also at our Grand Forks Air Force Base, and we are opening up Watford City later this fall. We're pretty excited about that, meaning the Watford community has just been overwhelmingly supportive of that endeavor.
Okay. What I was going to say is, say, you know, I have some friends, they're interested in checking out the University of Mary. Who do they need to contact? What numbers do they need to call? Or if they went to the website, is it easily navigable and they'll be able to figure all this out themselves?
Yeah, but, you know, have them give the University of Mary a call, and if they're interested in learning more about furthering their education, they can give us a call at the Bismarck number 701-355-8128. Or if they check out umary.edu, they can find the program that they're interested in.
So do you get a lot of folks in, like, say like me, I already have a degree, I already have, you know, my small business and this radio thing that I do. Do you have folks like me that, you know, stop in and say, you know what, I want to pick up a couple of new skill sets and the University of Mary is the way I want to proceed with that? Do you have a lot of folks like that?
We do, Leon, we do. So a lot of the folks, obviously, that come back to us for the master's degree already obviously have a bachelor's degree. But what we're seeing and what we've been focusing on, too, in the last year is really growing that non-degree-seeking market. So visiting with those folks that already have the bachelor's, they already have the master's degree. Now they're just looking for professional development. And so another one of the ways which we've been doing that is by offering some customized, both the open enrollment courses, so you come to this Overcoming Your Fear of Public Speaking class with a group of folks you haven't met before, but we're also working with employers, and the employers have been, they've asked us to come in and do workshops in specific areas. So this summer we've done a couple of different workshops. One, we did a full day in Bismarck for an organization that had about 25 of their employees on the University of Mary campus. And they wanted to learn more about what project management was, what the steps of project management are, because those folks that we worked with were working with project managers every day, but they didn't have that knowledge of what those those PMs were doing on a day-to-day basis. We've also done some day-long leadership development, coursework and team accountability, mentoring workshops, all with employers, and done those day-long sessions. So that's another new area for us that we've been getting into as well.
I think that that's an awesome product there, that leadership development. I think that's lacking in many, many areas. Also, I love that that project management. I might look into that myself for a couple of folks that I know. Again, University of Mary, you're doing great things for the area, and what I see is, you know, instead of us outsourcing, because North Dakota is legendary, it is, and we got folks right here that can handle those jobs. So instead of these folks and these headhunters going out trying to get other folks from outside of the area to come in, you guys are turning out the product that they need right now. So thank you, Lindsay, for coming on. Stay tuned for Scott Hannon in the very next hour. Your phone calls, your questions, your comments coming up right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2 and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH Combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.